Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Thursday, March the 19th. It is a great joy to be with you today on these great radio stations. And I count it an honor that these stations would carry our radio broadcast, and I want to do the Lord's work. I want to be a blessing on radio. I've been on radio for many, many years now, and really 41 years, I guess, I've been in radio, and I love radio. I love what it does, and I love the reaching people, and we never dreamed we'd be on these many stations, amen? I'm not in it for Ricky Cawthorn and for what my fame or glory. I'm in it for Jesus Christ. The older I get, the more I realize that all this is in vain unless the Lord puts His seal of approval upon it, and unless He does it. Amen. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Right? Amen. We're asking 1,000 people across America to come to our aid at this time and give $10 a month for the next year. Maybe you just want to give the $120 all at one time to help us reach the gospel to other stations. Now, we'll be announcing new stations we'll be taking on. We'd like to take on some stations in areas where there's not as many churches, and we're praying about that. We're getting ready to get some information, and we'll be putting it out to you about what stations that we're going to take on. So I want you to pray. And we've had some people respond, but we need many more to do that. And if you'd like to make a check, make it to GBI. Here's our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797 Dobson, North Carolina 27017. Or if you want to give on the credit or debit card, they can also set that up to take it out monthly. 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. Also, I've noticed that people are giving on the website at gbiradio.org. If you'd like to do that, that is fine. Some people give anonymously, that's fine. And we want to use this money wisely, amen? And I want to, God put this on my heart a year and a half ago. And friend, I'm a country preacher. I don't have all this money, and I'm not going to go to the world and ask them. I just say God will supply me. Maybe some church would like to take a $1,000 offering, amen, to help us with this project. That would be great. And then we'll come back next year and renew it or whatever. But I hope that you'll pray about what God would have you do. And if you fall on hard times and need to quit in the middle, I understand that. I'm not mad about that. Well, let's go to our message now on conquering Canaan. I just want you to know that. Now, I love you. I ain't mad at nobody. But it ain't God's will to heal everybody. Listen, you better quit reading all these books and get back in the Bible. Amen? Old Dr. Bottle Stopper, he wrote a book just so he could say, do you not realize these people making money off of you? Do you realize these false preachers on radio and on the internet? If you're going to go to the internet to get your preaching, you better know who you're getting. I don't just search through the internet and, oh, yeah, old Flapjack over there looks good. I believe I'll listen to him. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If he's teaching you health, wealth, and prosperity, he's a liar, according to the Bible. I didn't call him that. The Bible does. Amen. He didn't tell the truth. And you're either telling the truth or you're telling a lie. Amen. And if you tell people good things are going to happen all the time to them, you're lying. There's going to be some people right now, you listen to me, you're going to die with cancer. That's encouraging, ain't it? You know, I might die with cancer. I might be preaching one of these days right here and fall over with a heart attack and fall out of this chair and die. I don't know how I'm going to die. But I'll tell you one thing, we're all going to die. But we can be discouraged by circumstances. It wasn't an encouraging day. The day the nurse called me and told my daddy died, it wasn't encouraging. It was not an encouraging day the day that the nurse called me and told me to get down to the nursing facility, my mama, and I knew she was dead, and the Holy Spirit told me she had died. It wasn't an encouraging day, the day my mom and daddy split from each other, and we had to take care of them, and especially my daddy, and it was an awful time. It was a bad time. I've been in some churches, had church splits. That ain't been an encouraging day. I've had things happen in life, and radio, and all that. Why, brother, we tried to put this new station up, and I tell you, I was encouraged one day and discouraged the next, and circumstances will come, and they'll discourage you. Now, Joshua, you're going to be faced with some circumstance over there conquering Canaan. But what you going to do, Joshua, Are you going to go on for the glory of God? Then I want to say this. Discouragement can be brought on by a bad attitude. Now, I don't want to hurt nobody what I'm going to say here. And I want the Lord to help me here. But I want to say this to you. For many years, I had a bad attitude about the ministry. I really did. I thought that I was the only one right and nobody else is left doing anything. Let me tell you, God's got a whole lot more people out there than Ricky Cothran. And there's a whole lot more people doing it right than Ricky Cothran, okay? There's a whole lot more people praying a whole lot more than I'm praying. There's a whole lot of people reading their Bible more than I'm reading mine. There's a lot of people, amen, that are in this thing deeper than I am. There's a lot of people knows more than I do. But we get a bad attitude. And I'm going to give you one from the Bible. By the way, Joshua was a kind of a meek man. He was a quiet man. You didn't hear much out of Joshua. He didn't argue with nobody. He didn't fuss with nobody. Joshua was a good man all the way around, just a good, good brother in the Bible. I'm looking forward to meeting him when I get to heaven. But you know, I think about a man named Jonah. Now, Jonah was a prophet. Jonah was called of God. Jonah had a specific office. He was a prophet. And Nineveh was the enemy of God. That'd be like Iran today, God telling me to go downtown Tehran and preach 40 days, God's going to destroy this place. Now, Jonah goes down there, and he said, I ain't going down there and preach. And God prepared a great fish, swallowed him up, and he stayed in the whale's belly 3 days and three nights, and God took him to the bottom of the ocean. Read chapter number 2, Jonah's prayer, and he prayed out of the fish's belly. And then on the third day, God vomited him out. If you had a Baptist preacher in your belly, you'd puke too. Amen. And God vomited him out on dry land. All right, there's Jonah. And God said, he told him, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. He said, go preach the preaching which I bid thee. Well, Jonah goes down there and preaches. Boy, he preaches judgment. 40 days, this thing going for. All right. God, by the way, they were a bunch of heathens. The Bible said there's 144,000. That's 180,000 people there. Didn't know their right hand from their left hand, but they repented. By the way, you don't have to be educated to be saved. You don't have to be educated to repent. God loves you. My daddy couldn't read hardly at all, but my daddy was saved by the grace of God. My daddy gave me a lot of wisdom that I still use today. And so, let me say this to you, that here's these folk, they repented. They got right with God. And boy, here's Jonah. Now, let's read Jonah's attitude. Jonah chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly. And he was very angry. How about that? And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish. For I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Now let's just stop right there for a minute. He said, God, in other words, before I went down there, I knew that you was gracious and merciful and kind. Well, are not we supposed to deliver that message to the people? God help us as preachers if all we're preaching is to nailing somebody's hide to the wall. That kind of preaching will discourage you. I'm about every preacher that's hard-line like that. And that's all they preach is judgment, 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 and sin, sin, sin. By the way, you're listening to a preacher, and you've listened to me for years on the radio. And you know that I stand as straight as any preacher there are, I try to. But I do not come on this radio and tell you I'm better than you are. And I'm not going to come on here every day and nail people's hide to the wall and nail this and nail that to the wall. Amen? Let me tell you why. I'm going to preach the Bible. And I'm not going to change on that God has laid down for me to preach. But I'm not going to have a bad attitude about preaching. Have you ever preached and then kind of got mad because people got right? Why, brother, that's out there. There are preachers today, they don't want people to get right. They want to nail their hides to the wall. Everything's bad to them. Why, this is bad, and that's bad, and this is bad. Why, everything's not bad, folk. The church is right. The Bible's good. Heaven's full of praise. Amen. And by the way, God has mercy on this earth. God don't judge people like you do. Why, some folks say, well, if they're saved, they wouldn't do that. Wait a minute, you can't say that. What did the Bible say in the book of Peter? He said you can get so far backslid you forgot you was even purged. Amen. Why, you read Lot about, boy, somebody people don't like it every time I say something about Lot. But let me tell you something. Lot's a saved man. You're going to have to deal with that. Lot's going to be in heaven. Now listen to me. Hold the mule a minute. I have never And I am not, I will not say it that people can just get out here and do anything they want to because they're saved. I'm not one of them either. Somebody said, we're under grace, we can just do anything we want to. You better read your Bible, friend. There's something that is not being preached today, and it's called the doctrine of chastisement. And God will beat, pardon the expression, but he'll beat the devil out of you if you go wrong. Amen. If you're saved by the grace of God, if you're born again, you ain't going to get by with all this stuff. Me and my brother were talking about, my brother called me, and or I called him, I think we was talking. He said about a certain fella, and this fella had done some things wrong in his life and got all twisted up. As far as I know, he never repented. He's a child of God. And Doug called me and told me he's really sick. This man's really, really sick. And I said to him, I said, well, brother, I said, Doug, I said, I tell you, God don't pay off today. God might wait 20 years before he pays off. God's slow to anger. Let me tell you something. Just because God's not judging somebody when you think he ought to, God don't have to move on your time. Now, God told, it wasn't none of Jonah's, but by the way, it ain't none of my business. I preach the word of God. Now, you can like it, lump it, dump it, junk it, bump it, whatever you want to do with it. But when I preach it, I'm just giving you what God said. I'm not going to back up, shut up, amen, change, or get a different message. I'm going to love people. I'm going to walk with God. But you know what? Here's the deal. I'm clear. When I preach what God has told me, my heart is clear. There'll be no blood on my hands if I preach God's word. Now, but if you have a pharisaical attitude, why, Jonah got in such a fix here because people got righty. Why in the world would a man want to die when he just had the greatest revival on earth? Have you ever had 180,000 people saved in a meeting? Have you ever had 180,000 people saved at your church? Jonah had the greatest revival in history, and brother, he got a pharisaical attitude and basically was no more good to God. You don't find where God ever used him again. Brother, when you get that bad pharisaical attitude, and I've watched this all my life, amen? I mean, listen, I hesitate to say this, but I don't talk about people that's still living, but the man's in heaven now. I've had several pastors down through my life, but I watched this preacher one time. He got it in for this guy and got it in for that guy. And everybody I'd even name, he'd say, oh, yeah, and he'd tell me a story about that guy. And he'd tell me a story about this guy. It wasn't long till that preacher himself got bitter. You know why? His harboring all that bitterness, those other guys, he got bitter. God help me. I don't ever want to get bitter. I've been cussed, lied on, talked about, and threatened and everything else, but I don't ever want to get bitter. Man, that bitter is poison. When you start taking poison in your body, you're going to die, brother. I don't want that, amen. I don't want to get discouraged and have a bad attitude, amen. I don't want to have that in my preaching. Well, I love you now. I thank God for you, amen. All right, so Jonah, he won't die. Bless his heart. I don't know if he really wanted to die or not. He said that. I tell you, sometimes we say a lot of things, don't we, amen? Well, anyhow, let me move on, amen. Another thing is we can be discouraged sometimes by the actions of others. Now, I go think about the Apostle Paul. by the way, Joshua is going to have some people that remember those the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh when they started back over Jordan? And remember, they built an altar in good faith, and somebody went and gossiped and run them out and said, "Why, they're starting a civil war." Boy, you imagine that probably discouraged Joshua. Action. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for Thursday, March the 19th. I certainly appreciate what you're listening today. I appreciate you allowing us to come into your home or car or wherever you're getting the broadcast today. Hope you'll pray for us during these days. Write us when you can. We'd love to hear from you. The message this week is R489-6 if you want that message this week. Until tomorrow, I'm Brother Ricky saying goodbye. God be with you now is my prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.